Right now, he's still talking to Penny Plummer, so we'll just continue.
I didn't think the Australians had snipers, too. Now, you're wrong, Penny. A lot of us are very humble, no matter how great we are.
Well, that's a relief. Does that mean that we don't have to kneel anymore when you make your appearance in the morning?
Now, just so you remove your shoes before you enter the shrine. I just want to tell you we're so thrilled you can make the trip, and you've been a doll on this trip, doing all these different assignments in the hospitals, and the boys have really enjoyed you on and off the stage. Thank you very much. Miss World, right there. Go to my hooch and lie down. I meant hooch and rest. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Say, we used to have those back home in the farm, a hooch. But now we got inside plumbing. You know, I never dreamed that we could ever bring this act with us, because we have the biggest show this year. In fact, the other day when General Abrams was started watching us get off the helicopter at Long Bend, he kept watching these people get off the helicopter. He said, man, this is bigger than the first cab. They got a couple there, too. That's when I... No, but we're so thrilled to have this particular act because they were such a sensation. Now, there's a replacement for Dean Martin last summer, and they've just been killing them everywhere. Here are the 12 Gold Diggers right here.
This is slide 12, and then when Bob Hope comes out and starts singing with them, it's slide number 13.
That's what drives us all around.
you a question about etiquette?
Well, carry on.
Do you say sir or mister to your superiors?
Well, how would I know? I don't have any.
Oh. Mr. Hope, is it correct to eat artichokes with your fingers?
No, the fingers should be eaten separately.
Mr. Hope, do you prefer girls who are forward or backward?
Well, I like them with some of each. Something like you, yes.
Do you think a man should use a wife's closet?
Yes, if there's no other place to hide.
From head to toe, you're a gentleman. Men like you need the best.
Clothing like mine is a feast for the eye. Tell me you don't care when they see me walk by.
From head to toe, you're just beautiful.
What college did you attend, Mr. Hope?
Well, Mother wanted me to go to Harvard, and Father wanted me to go to high school.
Mr. Hope, do you think there's such a thing as being too attractive?
Yes, but I've learned to live with it.
Mr. Hope, how far should a girl go with a guy on their first date?
How far is it to his apartment?
I mean, if she permits liberties, will he respect her?
Ooh, like crazy. Where's my top hat and cane? Woman, go crazy, cause I'm hard to get. They don't love me, they ain't want me yet.
When you walk by like a gentleman, everyone says you're okay.
I look around and it's me.
Mr. Hope, do you approve of short skirts?
No, I have knobby knees.
Mr. Hope, why did gentlemen give up the lovely habit of drinking out of a lady's slipper?
Well, they were afraid of catching athlete's tongue.
When a gentleman kisses a movie star, does he keep his eyes closed?
Not if he wants to see what's going on under his nose.
Mr. Hope, if a gentleman comes home for lunch and finds his wife making love to his boss, should he leave quietly?
Not if he wants to see what's going on under his nose. That's where that card belongs, idiot. When I drink tea now, I don't lick the spoon. And I always stick my pinky up when I dump my Lorna Doone. And now the fellas and girl, a couple of girls there. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to present a little tyke by the name of Rosie Greer. Rosie, you know, made a great name for himself as an all-American football player from Penn State. Then he was drafted by the New York Giants. But when he latched on with the Los Angeles Rams, he became three-quarters of the fearsome foursome. He is something else. He has his own show on ABC, and he's been doing a great job. I want you to meet Mr. Roosevelt Greer right here.
That's Rosie next on slide 14, and he was really the best part of the show, at least I thought so.
That's life, that's what people say, yeah, yeah, wild and high everywhere, shut down on me, but I know gonna change that tune when I'm back up on top in June. That's life, fully as it seems. Some people get their kicks now, stepping on dreams. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back up on top in June. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, but now I know one thing. Every time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get right back in the race. That's life, I can't deny it, no. I thought of quitting, but my heart just won't buy. And if I didn't think it was one more try, I roll up in a big ball and I die. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I roll up in a big ball. Thank you. Bad news travel like Wi-Fi. Good news travel slow. They call me a Wi-Fi, 'cause everywhere I go, I'm bad news. Everywhere I go, oh, always getting into trouble and leaving little girls who hate to see me go.
He's really good, but I had to cut him off because I want to get a few more things on the tape. Slides 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and would you believe 20? Are of Anne Margaret, and the reason I took so many was it was so dark I kept changing the setting hoping to get her on the film. So she'll be next.
I'll beat his kneecap to a pulp. Now, we have a lot of lot in common because we're both athletes. You laugh. I used to be quite an athlete. Big chest, hard stomach. Of course, that's all behind me now. No, I played football. I was a center, but I had to quit. I was too ticklish. And our quarterback was so unsanitary. Always using my towel. I hate that, don't you? You know, when you do a show like this, you try to bring the outstanding glamour gal from back home. And I want to tell you one thing. We hit the jackpot this time. Here's a gal that just killed him. I guess the best act to ever play Las Vegas. She packed him in for 6 weeks at the Riviera, and her motion picture career is incredible. But just before we left, she did an hour television show that knocked the whole country right on. Just killed him, and she killed everybody in the ratings. She's a triple threat gal. How about Anne Margaret right here?
I'm sorry.
ready. Are you ready for a brand new beat? Oh. Summer is here, and the time is so right. What's it right for? Dancing in the street. Well, now they're dancing in Chicago. Are you here? All right, how about this one? New York City! All we need, you know we need, I said all we need now, among other things is music, sweet music.
She went on that for about 20 minutes like that, and really wasn't very good. The last slide, number 21, just shows the whole troupe singing Silent Night, led by Anna Margaret, and it was the worst rendition I've ever heard, but I'll just play just a bit of it.
Thank you, General. Thank you.